AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A face-to-face meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky on the sidelines of the funeral of Pope Francis, and a new perspective from President Trump on the three-year-old war after they met. Trump posting on social media, quote, "There is no reason for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas, cities, and towns over the last few days. Makes me think that maybe he doesn't want to stop the war." State media reports a port explosion in southern Iran killed at least 14 people, leaving hundreds more injured. The cause is unknown.
The blast comes on the same day that U.S. and Iranian officials held a third round of talks on a potential Iran nuclear deal. The U.S. has been working to curb Iran's advancing nuclear program. President Trump has threatened military action.
ABC's Marcus Moore in London. Hundreds of thousands attending today's funeral for Pope Francis. Next step, selecting a new pope. The Vatican says the conclave will take place in May. This is ABC News. A letter card penned by one of the Titanic's most well-known survivors from onboard the ship days before it sank has sold for the equivalent of about $400,000 at auction. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
In the folded postcard stationery written April 10, 1912, first-class passenger Archibald Gracie wrote the seller's great-uncle, "It is a fine ship, but I shall await my journey's end before I pass judgment on her." The letter was sold to a private U.S. collector Saturday, according to British auction house Henry Aldridge & Son. It's postmarked Queenstown, Ireland, one of two stops the Titanic made before hitting an iceberg and sinking. Gracie jumped from the ship, was rescued by passengers in a lifeboat, and wrote a book, The Truth About the Titanic.
Countdown to Real ID. Starting May 7th, you'll need to bring or at least have Real ID on your driver's license if that's the only ID you bring to the airport. Otherwise, TSA noting, they'll let you through if you bring along either a passport, federal or military ID, or global entry cards. Dave Packer, ABC News.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're spreading local music across the state of Wisconsin. We're going to do it with two in a row, a double dip of Paul Flipowitz. We're going to do it right now, and it's all brought to you by Carpenter Brewing Company, located on Madison's East Side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room, try their exclusive creations, buy their Brewmasters Plus, sample all their local snacks and live music. It's Carbenter.com.
Boogie, it's the damnedest thing you ever saw. She likes a boogie wheel, it's low.
boogie real slow. When the lights are low, the boogie real slow. When the lights are low, she does the devil boogie, baby. It's the damnest thing she knows.
Crazy, come on now.
Paul Flipowitz right here on Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Ethical Trade Co., and they are dedicated to empowering artists and farmers who are vulnerable to exploitation. Ethical Trade Co. carries a diverse range of items from over 50 countries on their website at ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world. Rocker, the spine stealers were amazing.
Wow, how did you like the pedal steel?
I know, right?
We never had a pedal steel guitar in the studio before.
And he was just watching him play was amazing. Yeah, it just was. It was so cool. And you know, I don't know anything about pedal steels, but there's that gadget thing, right, that's spinning and doing its thing to make it all, you know, and it was pretty neat to watch. It really was.
Wow. Yeah, I'm blown away. They were a great band.
Yep. So coming up in the latter half of this hour, we have another great interview, yes?
InStar. It's a music and craft festival that's going to be happening at the High Noon Saloon tomorrow. And it starts at 12:30 to 9 o'clock. There's going to be a whole bunch of bands going on. I think you have a list there in front of you.
Yeah. Cheetah Brown, the Spine Stealers, which we just talked to, right? The Evil Twins, Luke McGovern.
Yeah. The Evil Twins, that's Marcus Bovary.
Oh.
Used to be Marcus Bovary and the Evil Twins. And, of course, Marcus Bovary passed away from brain cancer a number of years ago. And now his son is in the band, and they're kind of tributing his music. So it's pretty cool to see Marcus Bovary back in the limelight.
Yes, that is awesome. That is awesome. And then, of course, Jimmy is in the After Hour show tonight, and he's broadcasting live from a campground. I don't know how he's doing it, but he's doing it. StreamYard,
it's a beautiful thing.
It is. It's amazing. Local music from 9 or 10 to 11, 11 to 12. So 2 hours of more local stuff from the woods. And maybe there'll be spooky things. Maybe there'll be campfire stories. We don't know. But tune in later tonight. Use your app and or listen online or 92.7. That's how I get my radio. So, Rocker, let's play some John Massino now, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's playing with Extravaganzo 3.
Yeah.
So remember Keith Gonzo.
Yeah.
He was a singer in Predator. Do you have the date for that? I think you have the dates in front of you for the Extravaganzo.
It's really sad it closed. It logged off and I can't log in.
No.
So I don't know. I did have the, you're true. I did have the dates and stuff, but.
Just give me 1 second here and I think I can find the Extravaganzo. It is at the Eastside Club. Oh, that was actually, it was today, Rob. So it's happening right now.
Oh,
so
there you
John
go.
Massino is probably on stage right now.
Right.
Keith, you know, he played with Metal Gonz, Vinyl Thunder.
Yes.
Just a great guy. Owned the bar Gonzo's back in the day, and he passed away. So this is a great show to tribute him and celebrate his life.
Yeah. And then maybe go over there, listen to Jimmy Can your way home.
There you go. Right.
This is John Massino now. Rock and soul music on Max Inc. Radio. They're doing live stuff in Baraboo, 517. This half hour's music is brought to you by Noah Ark's Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, inside the Northgate Mall. Cat and kitten adoption available. Organic pet food, grooming, and much more. Noah's Ark Pet Store, Madison. Next, we got Adam Testify Band.
Say I'm a thinking man.
On Max and Gradio.
Just like the little engine, I think I can, then I think again. Get weak and play this thinking game. I can't stop thinking, damn. It just goes to show I need a ride. The riptide has rolled in too fast. Feels like I'm drowning. I'm in too deep and the water's still rising, but I won't live my life like I'm trapped on a boat that won't float in the ocean. The watchtower lies, it's shining too bright. I can't live my life like my truck's on flat. No tread, no forward motion. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. Can I see through the eyes of lies? My eyes of lies drift to the sea. polluting, promoting these lies, seducing for sexy corruption, consumption, lusting for humping, panting and hunting, chasing, facing that hardest equation. I pray for this nation, 'cause life's so amazing, it's dazing. Some days I feel like I'm crazy, but I won't live my life like I'm trapped on a boat that won't float in the ocean. The watchtower light is shining too bright. I can't live my life like my truck's on flat, no tread, no forward motion. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. So let's ride. So let's ride. Let's
brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
So you want your guitar to sound like this, but your guitar sounds like this. You better get to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Buy or sell at Guitar Shop of Wisconsin from their huge inventory. Browse the great selection of amps, strings, and accessories, plus the Midwest's largest repair department with expert technicians ready to help you sound great. Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wright Street in Madison by MATC or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Come see bands at the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located on Verona Road at the old Dry Bean location and features live music along with private events, weddings, and family celebrations. Book your next event, come see a band, or get hitched at the Loxley Venue. Find the Loxley Venue on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at loxleyvenue.com. That's LOXLEYvenue.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
I can hear the hellhounds barking up the chicken tree. There wasn't a bear around, still they wouldn't even look at me. I think it was a hickory, the aforementioned chicken tree. Haven't had a meltdown since my well-recorded one. I went back to my hometown and had to play the perfect son. I was bullied by no one. The sheriff unholstered his gun.
Bang.
By the goat man waiting for the bramble brush. My feet made a branch snap, still he wouldn't even look at us. His eyes were wide, his cheeks were flush, didn't want a thing from us. Voices in my head wail, my mind's a haunted forest now. Lost the devil in the detail. Can't focus for a half an hour. What's the point of all this power? I just turned the cherry sour. She saw too much. Her orb shattered, she went blind. My brain sent those crystals flying. Wish I could leave it behind.
Luke McGovern, Hounds on Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Now, Rocker, I went over to Sal's last weekend.
Yeah?
And I had a tomato pie, of course, because you have to.
Yes.
But I also had their amazing wedge salad. And it was amazing.
They have a wedge salad there, huh?
They do.
I've never tried that. We just had their pizza, this week.
Oh.
They are so,
so
good.
So good.
Right. Tuesdays, they have a special.
Yeah.
I forget. It's a discount on Tuesdays for like a one-topping pizza. Mm. It's worth it.
There's nothing better than just the tomato pie with some pepperoni. But I had the one with the truffle oil. That ain't too bad either.
Mm. My wife likes the figs.
Yes, yes. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. Rocker, order us a pizza. No, we won't do that. but we have an interview in the studio right now, Rock.
We do. You know, InStar is a DIY music and craft festival in Madison. Now in its fourth year, InStar 4 takes place at the High Noon Saloon on April 27th. That starts at just after noon, 12:30. Here in the studio to tell us about InStar 4 is organizer Sigra DeWeese. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, Sigra.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we were just kind of commenting. This is, we got in on InStar 2, so Sigra has been in here now a couple of times.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's great to see this festival grow and keep it going.
Yeah, thanks. We're really pleased with the growth, and we're really, really excited about the new venue we've moved into, where this will be our first time at the High Noon, which is really, really exciting.
That's right. Well, tell us about InStar Music and Craft Festival. How do you get that started?
So myself and my co-founder, Jesse, who is a DJ and is at a gig right now, so she couldn't join us. We were both makers and musicians in the music scene, craft scene, for years. And we really wanted to melt those worlds together because it seemed like there wasn't a lot of crossover, and we felt like there was opportunity for there to be more crossover between the artists in a visual sense and the artists in a music sense. So that was the instigating idea.
A fusion. Well, where does the name from? And don't tell me it's Bugs.
Well, I got some bad news for you, Rocker.
It's Bugs.
I knew it. I knew it.
It's Bugs. It's a entomological term for like a segment of time in the life cycle of a bug, so like between molts generally of like a growing bug. And we chose that name because I've worked with bugs in my art and stuff, and love bugs and have for a long time. And it just felt like a catchy, quippy name that also encompassed the idea that we want to see these artists grow, see this event grow. Luke McGovern, who's playing, has played a couple InStars before, and this will be really fun to see how his sound and his music has evolved since I think he played InStar 1.
Yeah. He's a great artist.
He's awesome.
We play his music here all
the
time. Yeah,
he's great. Love him.
Well, now in the fourth installment of InStar, you have moved to a larger venue. I remember you were at the Rigby.
Yep.
And now, you know, you're going to the High Noon Saloon. Tell us about the success that has led you to a larger venue.
Yeah, well, we've been really, really grateful to receive really awesome turnouts at the past three InStars, and we felt we were finally ready to take the leap into a larger venue that could accommodate more bands, more vendors, and more attendees. And we were really, really pleased when the High Noon agreed to help us out with that. It's been an undertaking, but it's been really exciting, and we're so happy with all their support and really lucky to have them on board.
And InStar kicks off at 12:30 tomorrow, Sunday, April 27th at the High Noon Saloon. What kind of craft vendors can people expect to see?
Oh man, we like to keep it weird at InStar.
Yeah.
We've got all the weird people.
Is there someone there with bugs?
Well, you know, there could be. Not that I know for sure, but there is.
Yeah.
If there's a place where there will be bug themed art, or art with bugs in it, it would be InStar.
Nice.
We've got silversmiths. We've got upcycled fashion creators. We have some more traditional like stickers and print sellers. We run the gamut.
And what is a silversmith?
A silversmith is like a jewelry maker, but oftentimes jewelry makers are sort of, they delineate themselves into what material they work with. So there's goldsmiths, there's silversmiths, and then there's like general metalsmiths who maybe work in brass or copper. And silver is kind of it's a precious metal, but it's still relatively attainable. So a lot of metalsmiths go the silver route.
Well, let's talk about the music. You have a great lineup. Tell us about the artists playing InStar. We were talking about Luke McGovern, but you have Jada Brown. She from Minneapolis?
She is from Minneapolis. Yeah, we've got a couple Minneapolis acts. Jada Brown is a really cool kind of like neo-soul R&B fusion act that I am personally really excited to see. We haven't had something like that at InStar yet, so I am super stoked for her. And also from Minneapolis, we have Creeping Charlie, who are a really awesome indie rock group fronted by two sisters.
And do you play in one of these bands?
I do play in one of these bands, Rocker. I play in Frozen Charlotte, which will be that's sort of like an art rock, hardcore mixed with dark wave sort of vibe.
And the Evil Twins, that's a Marcus Bovary tribute with his son, right?
With his son, Quentin, who I love Quentin. He is, him and I used to be in a band together back in the day. And he's one of my dearest friends, and he's just the most incredible guitarist.
Like, I was kind of wondering how they were playing on this show. I was like, huh.
I've got the in with the son. I really think Quentin is doing his dad's music just an incredible, really, really living up to his
dad's. I know he sold out the Baroque.
Yeah, in like 5 minutes. It was crazy. Wow. So really, really stoked for that. If anybody out there listening is familiar with or loves the Marcus Bovary oeuvre, I would highly, highly suggest coming and catching a set fronted by Quentin, Marcus's son.
And the Spine Stealers, who were just
here. Yes. Wonderful, wonderful too. I've played with them before, but not I have not seen them in their full band iteration. I've only ever seen them as a duo or played with them as a duo. So I'm stoked for that.
Yeah, they said
they
started in February.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Super, super new. Yeah. Stoked for that. They sounded great. I caught just the tail end of their set in here.
Yeah. And they all got here in like a Ford Focus. I don't even know.
Oh, Instar 4 Music and Craft Festival takes place at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Sunday, April 27th from 12:30 to 9 p.m. How can we purchase tickets and find out more online?
Well, you can go to the High Noon website and check it out there. We have a link in our bio on social media, Instagram, Facebook, all of that jazz. Or you can just show up at the door, and tickets are $10 if you buy them before tomorrow, $15 if you buy them at the door tomorrow.
Now, Sigra, you were telling me about your interest in bugs. And you make bug art.
Yes, sir.
Can you describe your bug art to us?
My bug art.
These are dead bugs, right?
Yes, they're bugs that are all have passed naturally of natural causes. and I preserve them, pin them, and then preserve them in usually like resin. And then I am a silversmith, so I'll sort of smith them into rings or pendants or whatnot with fun little, filigree around them and whatnot.
What kind of bugs?
Well, I love cockroaches, which it sounds like a contrarian answer.
Oh, wow.
But I do love them. I think they're really neat. I find a lot of wasps deceased towards the end of the summer. A lot of ladybugs kind of in September. There's kind of different seasons for bugs, the same way there it would be for like flowers.
Makes
or
sense.
Tomatoes. Spiders, I find them every now and again. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now have you had a fascination with bugs for even when you're a kid?
Yeah, I've loved bugs as long as I can remember. My biggest goal in life at age 5 was to own Madagascar hissing cockroaches, which I do now.
Gosh. Wow. Well, I have a neighbor, Raina, and she is just like that. She loves bugs. She has no fear of bugs. And I think it's pretty cool. I think one day she would be an entomologist. Did you ever think of studying?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a huge science person, though, but if I was, absolutely.
All right. Instar 4, it's coming up tomorrow, April 27th, 12:30 to 9 p.m. And check it out. It's at the High Noon Saloon. Sigra, thank you so much for taking the time to come down and chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Rob, what do we got coming up?
We're going to play some Spine Stealers. Yeah. We're going to do West Texas Sun now.
Oh, yeah.
On Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sunset remind me I'm alone in this sun.
hide. Everybody wants their sun to shine. Everybody's on a roller coaster ride. Everybody's got a lesson to be learned. Everybody's skipping lines to take their turn. Everybody cross bridges as they burn. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up piece by piece by piece. Everybody's got a boat to row. Everybody loves an afterglow. Everybody keep one hand on your phone. Everybody needs a holiday. Everybody lets the bad days marinate. Everybody's lives in retrograde. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up piece by piece by piece. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up piece by piece by piece. Everybody form an echelon as everybody leaves Babylon. Everybody in the crowd just sing along.
What we need, what we need,
yeah, just a little piece.
What we need, what we need, what we need,
yeah, just a little piece.
What we need.
Tragedy, we can build it up piece by piece by piece. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up piece by piece by piece. By piece. By piece. By piece.
Mascot Theory on MagSync Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Lots of great stuff playing for next week. Madison Drum Makers, also a mini layer with Kathy Couture, live in the lair. Also, if you want to look at all the things we have planned for next week, Max Inc. Radio, you just have to swing by Civic Media and then click on Max Inc. Radio. You can even listen to all the podcasts of all the things that you heard tonight there as well. So we do that to you. You can subscribe to the podcast too. And then local music will pop right there into your pocket and you can take it just about anywhere you go. We got Jimmy K. He is going to be doing the after-hour show for me. He's going to be doing Campside, so check that out. Should be a good time. Next up, we have Sean Michael Dargan. He's doing live stuff May 1st at the Full Mile Beer Company on the 2nd in the mill in Paola.
The Undertaker's daughter bends her leg to snap her garter, goes down on one knee to write her.
jumped upon the ladder at the pool and skinned her knee.
This is Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. We'll be for the foyer.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. 20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think 96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. More than 250,000 people turned out today to bid farewell to Pope Francis.
Pallbearers carried Francis's coffin out of St. Peter's Basilica and into the square where the funeral mass was held. His casket was placed under the balcony where he first appeared as Pope 12 years ago. The gospel laid out on top of his coffin.
ABC's Terry Moran in Rome. Pope Francis was laid to rest at the Basilica of St. Mary Major. And on the sidelines of the funeral, an impromptu meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky. The White House saying that the two sides had a, quote, very productive session, and Zelensky saying it was, quote, very symbolic, and added that it has the potential to become historic if we achieve joint results. The wife of an active duty U.S. Coast Guardsman was arrested earlier this week by federal immigration authorities inside the family residential section of the U.S. Naval Air Station Key West, Florida. According to a U.S. official, the woman's work visa expired. This is ABC News.